This is All Things Considered. I'm Will Michaels. State Superintendent Mark Johnson's first months leading North Carolina's public schools have been marked by a legal battle over just how much power his office should have. It's a lawsuit that pits Republican against Republican. Jess Clark sat down with Johnson and started out by asking what he's learned in his first 5 months.
I'm learning how many incredible things are going on in our schools. And one of my first priorities taking this position was to get out of Raleigh and get into the school districts to see these great things going on. One of my top guiding principles is innovation. And innovation comes in lots of different forms. It comes in technology, but I've also seen innovation in ways where how we treat teachers, how we recruit them, how we retain them. Bringing those ideas back to Raleigh, then finding ways for the Department of Public Instruction in Raleigh to support those great initiatives elsewhere in the state.
Are there any bills that you're excited about that are moving through the state legislature right now?
You know, it's not a bill, but it's something that I have been so passionate about for ever since I've gotten involved in education, and that is enhancing transparency for school finance. School finance is extremely complicated, it's extremely difficult, and it's actually quite convoluted. It's almost, if you're, you know, really good at it, can be a shell game, moving money around. Now, most people in charge of the finances in schools, they're not doing that, but there is the distrust between people in Raleigh and out in the local school districts of whether or not that may be happening. We have the ability to update the business systems that help our schools manage the financial transparency. It will be a big investment. It will cost a lot of money, but we can streamline those business systems. We can modernize business systems, and we can actually help districts across the state with that issue. And at the same time, give the ability to people in Raleigh to say, okay, we're all looking at the same facts now, so let's not argue over the facts. Let's focus on the policies together and what's best for our schools.
You are now the head of this department, and you've said that you would like to make changes in how the department is run. How would you like to run the department? What are those changes that you would like to see?
Well, I'd like to be able to hire the top deputies that report to me. That is what I ran for. That is why I put my name on the ballot for the statewide election. And I would like to make sure that I'm hiring people that are my recommendations and support my vision. The ultimate vision being, this department in Raleigh needs to be a place that is seen as a department that supports schools in the local districts, not tells schools what to do. From day one entering this department, I have had a temporary restraining order placed on me, basically preventing me from hiring anyone except three or four people.
At the end of this lawsuit, you and Chairman Kobe and all the members of the board are going to have to work together. What do you see that relationship looking like at the end of all this?
I do feel, even through all this, we are working together. Now, we have differences of opinions on my recommendations for who should help me run this department, but we all share the same vision, and that's every student should be able to go to school, work hard, and reach their American dream. And we also know that we have to support teachers, we have to support principals, we have to engage parents in order to get there. I do not see this as something, regardless of how the lawsuit goes, that will interfere with us working towards that shared vision.